News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Very interesting report, as we may remember, into housing recently that looked at things like holiday homes, that said things like Airbnbs, for example, holiday home Airbnbs, are not the problem with housing, because where they are, these holiday homes, they're not that. I understand that some people might look and say that home is only occupied, you know, during the summer or weekends here and there and all that, and they might think that. But I was actually in down in Connemara last weekend. I wasn't in a holiday home, by the way. I was in a B&B in a town, so not anywhere. But I had a lot of kind of time driving around and looking at little places. The amount of derelict houses there, the amount of like this is, the holiday homeowners are not the ones keeping people out of their communities and keeping people out of their localities.
Well,
and I would suggest,
hang on there.
That
hold on
shooting,
a sec.
No, let me finish. I would suggest, in the same way that shooting tourists in the face with water pistols is a bad idea for Spain, that this is a bad idea too.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a good idea at all, but I don't think boycotting people is the way to go. But I think we need to be careful about saying it's not Airbnbs aren't the problem. One in three houses in Westport are Airbnb. And if you, even if you listen to those councillors who are absolutely opposed to this idea, one of them, Peter Flynn, is quoted. He's saying, look, disassociate himself from these comments. Don't think it's helpful. But he says, we do need to think outside the box in terms of how we fix the whole debate between holiday lets and long-term lets. He says, I think the whole boycott concept is crazy. But he says, we do need to get the balance between economic need and social need. If you take towns like Westport, we have people moving out every single year out of the town. We're losing that core. We're losing that community. The very reason people come to Westport is the people. If you've no people living here, then we have a major problem.
Yeah, and I would totally understand that and totally accept that. But you have to bear in mind those people, those holiday homes, if those people aren't there, that doesn't necessarily mean that loads of other people, because what are those people going to move to Westport to do? They aren't necessarily going to have jobs.
Westport is a really vibrant economic town.
And a lot of its vibrance and economic
a lot
benefit
of it, but
is
not
tourist
exclusively.
Base.
There's big industries.
Hospitality, bars.
There's also big, there's big industries there as well.
Yeah, but you and I don't want to talk out our hats. Like, we don't know where the line is between what they need by way of tourism accommodation, what they need by way of housing accommodation. We don't know that.
Well, one in three is a lot in a town.
But let's come back to boycott them, shun them.
I know. I think, look, we're both in agreement. We're both in agreement that's not the way forward. But I think there's an issue there. I can understand why councillors are concerned about this. Look, let us know what you think. Obviously, I think most people think, well, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think boycotting is the way to go. And do you think there is an issue in towns like Westport? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.